Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Runaway teens arrested on multiple charges after shooting girl with airsoft gun. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Two teens were arrested on Wednesday after a series of events beginning the previous evening. On Tuesday night, Yes House staff contacted law enforcement to report two teens had broken the electric lock on a door and fled the facility. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the two juveniles, age 14 and 15 years old, had not been located when they received a report of a juvenile male shooting a juvenile female with an airsoft gun. They responded to Church Avenue on Wednesday evening and learned a 14 and 15-year-old male entered an apartment without permission. The males pushed their way past a 12-year-old female when she answered the door. The 15-year-old went into one of the bedrooms and located a black airsoft pistol. Another juvenile in the apartment, 11-year-old female, was told to leave by the male despite being authorized to be in the residence. When she didn't leave, the boy became angry and shot her with the airsoft gun. After leaving and telling her father, 35, what happened, he came to the apartment to confront the teen. When the 15-year-old became aggressive and challenged the man to a fight, he told him he was calling the police, causing the two males to flee from the residence with the airsoft pistol. Wasson said officers saw the two boys getting out of a blue van and running into a vacant building, also on Church Avenue, without permission, and proceeded to conduct a search of the building. Officers located the teens hiding in an apartment. While trying to arrest the boys, the 15-year-old resisted and the 14-year-old refused to identify himself. Officers could see the stolen airsoft gun inside the van and conducted a search of the vehicle. Two bottles of alcohol and a package of socks, which had been stolen from Albertsons early in the day, were found. Also in the van was a loaded .45 caliber handgun concealed inside a ski mask with the serial number destroyed. Both of the boys were arrested and transported to the jail. The 15-year-old was charged with minor in possession, aggravated burglary, shoplifting, interference with a peace officer, criminal entry, and breach of peace. The 14-year-old was charged with minor in possession, shoplifting, conspiracy to commit burglary, interference with a peace officer, tobacco, and criminal entry. Wasson said the 11-year-old girl who was shot with the airsoft gun had a minor injury to her hand. The owner of the van and gun is unknown at this time, and the investigation continues. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.